Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and as always, welcome to the Zurian Show. We hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, and happiness. As for us here at the Zurian Show, we are doing just fine. And we must be doing just fine, because just look at the title of the show that we're going to actually do today. Today's show is on the truth. What a word, right? The truth. It's two words, the and truth, of course. When you look at truth, or you look at the word the truth, a whole lot of different messages get sent by a whole lot of different people. However, most of us experience that different people see the truth in different ways. It sometimes becomes what you wouldn't think was an interpretation, actually becomes a huge interpretation as to what's the truth. What's true for one person isn't necessarily true for another. What one person believes as being fact also may not be fact. You know, it's kind of like, I was reading a thing not too long ago from a particular group, and one of the people in there said that there's facts and there's things that aren't facts. Then they said there's truths and then there's things that aren't truths. And the essence of the general conversation, I know this sounds really confusing, is that if the will is strong enough, if the belief is strong enough, even in some cases, the facts don't matter. So if there's a will, there's a way. However, despite all of that, most of us don't live in that higher mindset, that higher understanding that the world is a place that possesses great powers and abilities, and that most of us are living a shadow of what we were truly to become. You know, a lot of people don't understand that life is based on energy and that energy is the driving force of all things. But anyway, I'm getting into a lot of, scientific and theological and mindset and all of that. And I know that most people, Americans or people in the world, aren't really ready for that type of conversation. So we're going to chamber that for another blog talk in the future. Anyway, today we're talking about truth. What is the truth to you? You know, there was a movie that came out some time ago. I think it was an officer and a gentleman. And in the movie, one of the actors that was one of the stars in it was on trial for something that he had done. You know, and he was a general or a four-star or something like that. But he was a war hero, and he was a dedicated, hard-charging, you know, truly believed in his country and all of that type of individual. And when he was being cross-examined by I believe, captain or lieutenant in the case, the captain said to him, "We want the truth." And, of course, the gentleman that was playing the general or the colonel, whatever it was, I don't remember his actual rank, he said, "You can't handle the truth." And, you know, I saw the movie, and it was entertaining, and I had a good time watching it, you know, being a military person myself. But as time has gone on and as I've gotten a little older, it's amazing to me how many messages are actually hidden within the messages of the things that we watch. How many signs or symbols. I mean, if you were to talk to somebody like, let's say, a Mason, you know, or somebody like that, they would see all different types of signs and symbols and different things. And in recent times, even in things like the dollar, you realize that there's a lot of Masonic and, you know, other groups, emblems and signals and signs in there. You know, it's just interesting, you know, as to what the truth is and the hidden messages within the message and the things that we don't see. But anyway, back to the subject at hand. Today we are talking about the plain truth. And when I say the plain truth, I mean the truth as most of us see it and as most of us interpret it. Again, not saying that the truth as we see it is fact, because one person's perception may be totally different from another person's perception, but we're looking at the overall mindset of the average day-to-day individual. People constantly things in our lifetime. They tell us they're going to do certain things. They tell us we can count on them. They tell us don't worry about it, we got their back. They tell us don't worry about your job. They tell us, oh, well, if you get this particular level of education, then you're going to have this level of success. They tell us if you do certain things, you're going to get certain things. But the interesting thing about most of it is that most of it is not true. And I'm not saying that the people that are telling us this in all cases have an ulterior motive or are trying to steer us in the wrong way or anything like that. What I am saying is that most people really don't know. And that's another interesting thing about life in general. Most of us don't really know what we don't know, but we'd like to act like we know it all, which is a definite flaw. Because most people, again, don't know what they want. Most people don't truly have a clear and decisive direction in which way they want to go. And then most people, when they get there, they're so inundated with information and so, in some cases, myopic to what they want that they don't even realize that the thing that they really wanted, even though they thought they wanted one thing, isn't what they really wanted. They really wanted something else. But in searching for that something else, they missed an opportunity that was far greater or far better than the thing in which they actually had such a myopic view on that they lost sight of what they were truly looking for, which was what? What they were truly looking for was happiness. Happiness and joy, those things were the real truth. It wasn't really the car. It wasn't really the money. It wasn't really the girl. It wasn't really the house. It wasn't really any of those things that they were looking for or the job or the position. It was the joy that they associated with those things that actually were the true reason for their happiness. The other thing I think that's very interesting is that how many people in which we put our faith in and how many people that we actually believe are going to do certain things, and in some cases we bend over backwards to assist them to achieve their goals, yet they take that kindness as weakness. They take that energy in which we've put out to assist them, and they basically kind of throw it back in our faces. Why? Because they don't take advantage, because they don't show us the support that we need. You know, I once said to somebody a long time ago, I don't need your permission, I need your support. And that wasn't a smack at that individual. It was just advising them that what I truly needed, what I truly wanted, what I truly felt that I deserved from them was their help. Again, I am grown. I'm, you know, a man that has been taking care of himself all of his life. I don't need anybody's help in the sense of their permission. But if they're going to be there with me, if we're going to, you know, tackle the same lions and tigers and bears, oh my, you know, swim the same seas and climb the same mountains, then it would be truly appreciated if they would carry the pack, you know, if they would carry the water, you know, if they would do their share. So when I talk about truth, I'm talking about truth in the sense of, are you being true to yourself? Are you being true in your relationships? Are you being true in your partnerships? Are you being true in your associations? And is your truth the same truth that the other people that are involved with you would see as truth? Or is that truth something that's only true to you and isn't true to the individuals that you're working with? You know, there was a saying that you can't please the masses. And that's true. You can't please the masses. However, most of us don't want to please the small groups in which we even belong to. And most of us are not even pleasing ourselves. You have to be able to look yourself in the face. You have to be able to show yourself that you love you before you can love anybody else, before you can demonstrate the things in which you say that you want to demonstrate. And that's on all levels. We're not just talking about, you know, being a person that's only taking care of you in the sense of you don't care about other people. We're talking about you caring about you and not only helping yourself, but in doing that, also helping others, having a more altruistic, a more holistic way of looking at the people around you, their needs, their wants, and their desires, and understanding by each person that you help, you're also helping yourself. You're creating a team of people that want to help you. You're creating a team of people that want you to succeed. And why do they want you to succeed? Because by you succeeding, they succeed. By you succeeding, you are actually reaching goals that far exceed the smaller goals that you may actually be experiencing. And why is that? That is because you're actually elevating yourself to another level. You know, you're elevating your consciousness. You know, there have been a ton of motivational speakers. There have been a ton of inspirational speakers. You know, there's people like Dale Carnegie and all of these individuals, you know, Think and Grow Rich, all of these particular books, and they express a certain mindset. They express a certain way of thinking and ability that human beings possess. And as Dale Carnegie said, you know, whatever the mind of man can conceive and also believe he can achieve. And that's man or woman. However, most of us live in a constant state of doubt. Most of us are constantly second-guessing ourselves. Most of us don't realize what's in front of our face. And part of it is that most of us have been brainwashed to one level or another. We believe that even though we see it, even though we know that a particular thing is true, even though if you look back and you look at your practices, you see that certain things work, because some expert, some guru, some book or some person has told you that it doesn't work, you dismiss it as not working. However, even though you know that on many occasions that same processes, that same way of thinking, that same way of mindset has worked for you again and again and again, you know, I mean, each of us has a gift. Many of us have so many gifts that they're almost uncountable, yet very few of us will ever live up to our potentials in any level. You know, most of us will never put out the way that we need to put out so that we can get what we need to get. And how do we get that? We get that by giving 100% of ourselves and also having an open mind as we move from level to level, as we progress, as we develop, as we grow. You know, I talk to many people. One particular lady that always comes to my mind, and why does she come to my mind? Because she's probably one of the most ignorant, intolerant, self-centered individuals that I have ever met in my life. It's a person that would tell you that they're not a bigot, but they're probably one of the most bigoted people that I know. It's a person that would tell you that they're not prejudiced. However, they show more prejudice than some members of the Ku Klux Klan. And I think that's a pretty strong group as far as their dislike for certain people and certain races and things like that. Now, I'm not going to say this young lady's name, but this young lady has a double master's. This young lady is in a level or a position of great responsibility. Actually, she is a vice president of the company in which she works with. However, she has the morals of something that has no morals. I can't put it on an animal or a particular thing. The person has none. She has the morals. I think that Lucifer himself may actually have more morals, because at least he's loyal to himself and somewhat dependent upon his minions, even though they are expendable. But anyway, this person has been a great gift to me. And why would you say they've been a great gift to me? Why would I say that? I say that because this person, even though they're in a position of positional power, they showed me first off, and in the time that I've known them and had to deal with them, they've shown me 1,000 ways not to do 1,000 things or more. And believe it or not, that's priceless. What's the best lesson? The best lesson is learned by you not having to actually experience the lesson, by you having being able to look at someone else and then realizing that whatever it is that you do, as long as you don't do what they're doing or what they've done, you're actually going to be a better person for it. Why? Because what they've done is so wrong that it's a beacon to what's right. But anyway, we today are talking about the truth. The truth is, when you look in the mirror, ladies and gentlemen, you need to see yourself for who you are. When you look in the mirror, you need to also see yourself for who you are and realize that there's a better you than the person that you're looking at, that inside is what matters. It's that the quality of your character that speaks volumes for you as an individual. It's the inside. It's the giving. It's the giver's gain mentality. And sometimes giving, when you don't have to gain, have anything to gain, when everything that you have to gain is just from your giving of itself, by you being of service, not requiring service, by you giving of your time, by you giving of yourself, by you leaving a legacy and not just debt. And when I say debt, I'm not just talking about financial debt. I'm talking about spiritual debt. I'm talking about emotional debt. I'm talking about you being an actual pillar of the community. And understand that education means nothing. Why? Because a lot of things that were top of the heap, 100% the most smartest people in the world, let's say 200, 300 years ago, 1,000 years ago, what they know then is what a 10-year-old knows now. Why? Because of the fact that so many things have changed. You know, when you look at technology, we've grown more in the last 50 to 100 years than we have in the last 1,000 years as far as technology, as far as us understanding how different things happen, how different processes go. So what does your doctorate, master's, bachelor's, whatever it is that you want to equate mean right now? I mean, we grew up in a time frame where all that were very prevalent, and that the people that, you know, had these different things and brought these different were the number one can-all-be-all smartest people in the world. However, today, that information is outdated. That stuff is no longer good. We went from a cell phone that looked bigger than a brick to one now that can fit into the palm of your hand and almost disappear. You know, now we're doing mobile media. We're doing text messages. You've got Facebook. I mean, Facebook didn't exist 10 years ago. You know, text marketing, text message marketing, it didn't exist, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It may have in a rudimentary form, but not in the level in which it is now. You know, the evolution of man. You know, in some cases we've evolved, and in some cases we've de-evolved. Because of the fact, not necessarily that we have, the thing is that information is more plentiful now so that you can find out more stuff more quicker. So because of that, you know, a lot of things that are coming to light now may have not come to light years ago. Why? Because it was a smaller thing. A lot of things were kept in their community. You know, but the same ills in a lot of ways that we had, you know, 100 years ago, we still have today. It's just that now technology brings it out a lot quicker, a lot faster. And it's a lot more potent than it was back in the day. And when I say potent, I mean the response. We now have people that can manipulate the media, that can do other things to make those things seem even worse than they are. Not saying that these aren't bad things. They are. However, really, look around you. I mean, if you look at history and you look at some of the things that have happened in history and you look at now, a lot of the things that happened then are still happening today. The thing, again, is that as time has gone on and as we've created quicker and faster ways to communicate and to get from A to B, now we know about these things quicker. Plus that, as somebody else said many years ago, bad news sells, good news doesn't. But the truth is you being you. The truth is you treating people the way that they should be treated, not necessarily the way that you want to be treated. There are a lot of people that like to be treated bad. There's a lot of people that wake up every morning upset and go to bed every night upset. Does that have to be you? No, that doesn't have to be you. Because guess what? You create your own joy and you create your own sadness and you create your own happiness. So those of us that choose to not be upset, those of us that choose to be happy, we have to put it upon ourselves to make sure that we do the things that are going to make us stay happy. And we need to remove from our sphere of influence, from our sphere of association, those people that don't wake up with a smile on their face, those people that are constantly looking for misery, those people that feel as though being bad is their right. I'm not saying being bad or having an issue or having attitude is not their right. It is their right. However, it is not their right to share that information with us. We need to get rid of the people that constantly want to tell us no and constantly don't want to have a positive influence on anything and constantly want to have something to bitch about, complain about, or what have you. When you get in your car in the morning, if the road is messed up, thank God that the road is messed up, and thank God that you're here and the road is messed up. If you have a bad day at work, did you really have a bad day at work, or did you choose to have a bad day at work? Did you choose to have an attitude? Did you choose to be a negative Ned or a negative Nelly that morning? Did you bring that misery to yourself? I would like to argue that 99% of the time, or 97% of the time, you brought that bad thing to your sphere. You brought it to you as if you were a magnet. Why? Because bad is looking for bad, all right? Just like good is looking for good. And it seems as though we have more people that can find bad really quickly than we can that can find good. And why is that? Because most people are looking for a reason to be pissed off. They're looking for a reason for somebody else to have discredited them or to have not given them the respect that they want or to just cut them off. You know, they would have cut off whoever was in front of them, but they happened to cut you off. Why? Because you just happened to be in front of them. Not because they got up that morning thinking, you know what, I'm going to cut the man off on such and such street at this time, at this hour. Again, it's a mindset. It's a certain type of association that you are craving. Now, there's a lot of people that are not agreeing with what I'm saying, and I don't give a rat's tail because I know that what I'm saying is true. I know that if you look for misery, you're going to look for misery. I know if you look for a reason to be upset, you're going to find a reason to be upset. I know that if you set yourself up to fail, then guess what? You're going to fail. Now, I'm not saying that everything is roses and rose gardens. Again, there are some negative people in the world. There are some people that just like to be miserable, and they are looking for you. However, do they have that right? Do they truly rate that type of attention? Do you truly want to give them that type of control so that they can ruin your day or ruin the, or help you to ruin the day of other people who you supposedly do care about, other people that you do say are important to you? Again, we all need to take control of our lives. We all need to take stock of all of the things that are working for us. If you've lost your job, that's great. That's fine. That's fantastic. I know it's not, but let's look at it this way. Maybe it is great, fantastic, or outstanding. Why? Because it's giving you an opportunity to now move to another business, to move to another service. Maybe that thing that you were doing wasn't you. Maybe that environment that you were in wasn't conducive to your positive mindset, to your being able to grow, to develop. Maybe that 40 hours a week that you were spending every day, plus whatever hours that you were doing other stuff to try to make up for the time that you couldn't make up because you had other responsibilities that were thrown on top of you, maybe this is your chance to get back that time. Maybe this is that chance for you to bring your life up to another level that's going to give you the greatness, the fulfillment, the oneness, and all of the things that you need so that you can have the life that you dream of. Think of anything that goes wrong or believe that you believe that goes wrong in your life as an opportunity for you to do not a little better, but 10 times, 20 times, 50 times, 80 times, 100 times better. Let's be honest. You are powerful beyond means. You are worth far more than anybody is going to, on the average, pay you on a salary. Why would you relegate yourself to a $10, $30, $50, $60, $80 an hour job if your time is worth $1,000 a second? You know, why would you settle for something as low as that? Why would you give your time to help someone else live their dreams that won't give any of their time to help you live yours, that won't help you to realize how you can go to the next level, how you can develop and grow and become more than you presently are? Why? Because you're destined to be that. You just have to believe it and then move forward from there so that you can become it. And this isn't a motivating mantra. This isn't me trying to dictate to you what you should or shouldn't do. This is me telling you the truth as I believe it to be. If you don't believe it to be, that's fine. All right? Cut off the freaking blog talk. You don't have to listen to it anymore. However, think about it. Think about all of the negative things that you've thought, and because you thought negative, what happened? I'm not saying seeing things as they are and then taking that information as you step back and evaluating it with an open mind, an open heart, and a way of seeing it, and then saying, okay, this is negativity, and removing yourself. I'm talking about seeing a negative path, staying on that negative path, then getting that negative result, and then looking back and going, I told you so. Is that not insane? That's insane. Why? You stayed on a negative path. You followed it to its end. You got all the way to the end of that particular negative, non-productive association, and then you got a negative result, and now you're pissed off. Why didn't you remove yourself? Why didn't you change your particular outcome? You already knew what the outcome was. Come on, guys and gals. You know that they're going to drop an A-bomb. Are you going to be where the A-bomb drops? No, you're going to be a far enough distance away. And if you care about people, what are you going to do? You're going to share that information with them. You know, I recently had a relative, and I shared some really, you know, no trade secrets or anything like that shared or a violation of any codes, but I shared some information with a couple of different relatives of mine, and I said, listen, this is the future. This is something that's going to be huge. If you get in, it's going to probably be one of the most financial windfalls of a lifetime for anybody that gets in and takes advantage of it. The funny thing is, what do most people do? They ignore it. They tell you, oh, it's a scam. Oh, it's a pyramid. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. Oh, you can't win. Oh, it's not going to work. Oh, it's going to fail in a month. Oh, it's going to fail in a year. Oh, all you're going to do is lose your money. Okay, great. No problem. I thanked them and I walked away. Then I said to them, okay, I have a question. Do you have a company that you work for? Yeah, I've been working there for 10 years. Okay, and what do you have for that? Well, I have a house, I have a car, or in some cases I live in an apartment. Okay, so what exactly have you gotten from that? You've gotten enough to survive. Have you gotten enough to change your life? No. Have you gotten enough to truly become the person that you wanted to be? No. Do you have a supervisor? Yes. Does your supervisor have a supervisor? Yes. Does that supervisor have a supervisor? Yes. Is there an owner of the company? Yes. So that person is at the top of the company. Is there just one or two or three people at the top? Yeah. Okay. Of that one or two or three people that's at the top, how many people are at the bottom? How many people work for your company? Oh, well, we've got 500 people. Oh, we've got 20 people. Oh, we've got 100, 200 people. Oh, well, our company is huge. We got thousands of people. Here's a question. Of that group of people, who makes the most money? The people at the bottom, where there's the most, or the people in the upper ranks, where there's the least? Well, the people up at the top. I mean, come on, ladies and gentlemen. In some cases, the presidents and vice presidents of companies earn almost 100 times what their lower people earn. In some cases, 500, a million times what their employees make. Is that a pyramid? I think that's a pyramid. So which one of us is an idiot? Me? Or the person that works for that pyramid where there's no way that they can win, there's no way they're going to be reimbursed for what they do, and the only time that they're paid is after they put in X amount of hours. And as once they stop putting in hours, they stop getting paid. Ladies and gentlemen, come on, let's go. Let's look at the truth. Let's see the truth as it is, and let's move ourselves forward as we go to make the developmental changes that we need to make ourselves better, so that we can work to get the things that we deserve, so that we can work to become the people that we were meant to become. The truth. The truth is the only person that's going to take care of you is you. The only person that's going to take care of your family is you. You can only help those that want to be helped. You can only help those that are willing to take the steps necessary to move to the next level. And 9 times out of 10, the person that you helped yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before are still either in the same position that they were before or after. If that's not true, then explain to me why somebody that has absolutely nothing hits the lottery for a multi-million-dollar windfall, and within 5 years they're broker than they were before they hit it. It wasn't because they gave to their local charity, ladies and gentlemen. It's because their mindset was already poor. Their mindset was already closed. They weren't looking for opportunity. What they were looking for was a free ticket. And then once they got that free ticket, they loved being poor, broke, and miserable so much that they hunted it down, they tracked it down, and they brought it back into their lives. They didn't change their associations, which is what also helped to put them in the position that they were in. They thrived for that type of interaction with people that could give them that one negative, non-positive mindset that has given them everything that they have and is everything that they know. The truth is, you want to improve your finances? Just do it. You want to improve your love life? Just do it. You want to improve your relationship? Just do it. You want to improve your spiritual mindset? Just do it. You want to grow your mind? Just do it. You have other things on your mind that you want to do or things that you want and need? Understand that you can do it, but you have to just do it. You can't keep making excuses and blaming the world for things that are going wrong in your life, because you're the one that set it up to fail, and you're the one that's going to continue. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you want better, just do it. Just do the things necessary to get you where you need to get. And with that, I am going to close. Thank you, as always, for listening to The Zurian Show. It is always an honor. Please check us out on Facebook. And if you guys are looking for any type of an opportunity that could help you, and again, doesn't have to be my opportunity, can be anybody's opportunity, whatever opportunity is going to fit you, www.izig.com/zsuccess. Again, that's www.izig.com. facebook.com/zsuccess, and check us out on the Zurian Show on Facebook and our Isaac page. Again, thank you very much, and have a great day. Oh, Isaac is also on Facebook. Thank you very much. Be well. Good luck. Do what you need to do. Just do it, ladies. Just do it. And gentlemen.